time to my Zoom calls. So I changed the lighting on my Zoom. For instance, with a window in the background, that tends to create almost a silhouette sometimes, either that or a really hazy image.
Oops.
Yeah, there's all sorts of.
While we're waiting for people to show up, I hope everybody had time to read through the minutes of the last two meetings, since we have two sets of minutes to approve this time. Sorry to be a downer on that conversation.
I don't have the minutes here, do I?
They were sent to you.
They were sent to me.
Yeah, I didn't.
I could bring up.
Are you Phil?
I am.
Yeah. David Van Allen.
David, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We used to have name tags. now everybody wants to do it from remotely.
Here's the minutes if you needed to read them. Pretty short because not really much happened like the last meeting.
Uh-huh.
You guys didn't have quorum, so.
I had my first meeting, commission meeting, that didn't quorum, first in 10 years.
Oh.
I thought I had it sealed to have 8 and had 2 fall out that morning, ended up with 6, I need 7. And
we're
just like, hey, have a good day.
Yeah, and we had one, and he was joining by his car, and he kind of was dropping in and out. So we.
Once you can't vote on.
Uh-oh, John's got a new background.
I do.
I think the only one we're waiting for, Kate, is John. Maria couldn't come, so.
So I think we should go ahead and get started. Mindful of everybody's time. So let's go ahead with the roll call. And
Okay, roll call. Kate Conrad.
I'm here.
David Van Allen.
Here.
Lynn, is it Ocken?
Ocken, yeah.
Okay. Jonathan Berger.
Here.
John Sukup. Ann Johnson.
Here.
Maria Moore. Elizabeth Rhodes Reed.
Here.
And Julie Stowe.
Here.
Okay, great. So we're missing Maria and John. All right. So did everybody have a chance to read through the minutes from the last two meetings? And as Stephanie pointed out, the minutes from the last meeting are pretty sketchy because we didn't have a quorum to vote on anything. So we did not have a lot to say that we accomplished. So do we have questions or edits that we want to make to those minutes, anybody?
I read them when I got them, but now I didn't bring them with me. So I can't do a last minute thing too thoroughly, but that's the last one. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was I not at that? No, I was here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What was the date on that one? December 9, okay. I'm on another board that meets once a month. And we didn't have a December meeting because it would have landed like right on top of Christmas.
Yeah.
Or too close.
Okay, so Stephanie, do we need to vote on these individually?
See, I think you can do them together unless anyone has edits or corrections, then we'd probably want to do it separately.
Okay.
Is anybody reading them at the moment?
I read them before.
Yeah, they look good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they're good to go, then let's have a move for approval for both November.
So I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There are none. So the minutes for November and December meetings are approved. Thanks all. Do we have public input today, Stephanie?
We do not.
Okay. Great. And then did we want to go ahead with our guest since Bill is here? Do we want to move to that and save the ASJ mural conversation for after Phil's finished?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I can screen share. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you guys can see the area he's talking about. Oops.
Well, welcome, Phil. While she's getting that set up, we're glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. Appreciate Stephanie fitting me in quickly. I figured since I got approval from my commission, I'd like to try and get up to check all the boxes so I can secure the artist if I get approval.
Can everyone see this map?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll let Phil talk about it. And when he's ready, he brought some renderings too.
Yeah, so quite frankly, the Med Quarter has been excited and pursuing starting a mural program in our district for some time now, but we've been at the plate swinging, but not hitting the ball. The one that we were super excited about, we couldn't get the property owner's approval. So the thing I started with this time was getting the property owner's approval and then building backfilling after that. If you are on A Avenue, let's say you're coming off the 7th Street exit from 380, you take a left on A Avenue right by the credit union. Now you're heading east on A Avenue, you cross over 8th Street, and on your right, there's a parking lot, and then there's a one-story kind of nondescript cinder block building that is directly across from the entrance into the St. Luke's campus, their west parking structure. And that building is owned by Citywide Cleaners. It's their production facility. It's not an office building at all. It truly has washers and dryers and presses and steam machines and all that. And so the walls that we're talking about utilizing here are facing you as you travel east on A Avenue, in other words, the west wall of the building. And I'm really excited about how the artist then took their design and wrapped it onto the north wall as well, so that it kind of crawls around whether you're going east to west or west to east on the building. I guess we'd go to the next one. So this rendering was created by an artist by the name of Ali Haval. Many of you may already know of her. I don't know. Ali is out of Iowa City, has done a lot of artwork in Cedar Rapids, Eastern Iowa, and outside of Iowa. The work that I am most familiar with that Ali did recently was the Muka mural. Down on Czech Village, adjacent to the Czech Museum. That's when I worked with Ali. I was assisting at that time the Czech Village New Bohemia SMID, and so I helped on the coordination when that was going up. Really enjoyed working with Ali and her energy. So when this opportunity came together, my contemporary for the downtown district, Jesse Thoming, had a rendering that Ali had put together for the Securion building on 2nd Avenue that did not get picked up, was not approved by the building owner. And it was these interwoven multicolored ribbons, which I think were astonishing, and I was super excited about it. So when I got the building owner's approval, I got a hold of Ali and just said, hey, What about applying that design to a different structure? Long story short, that's what you're looking at. Talking to St. Luke's and the other medical providers, her original concept was that it have some what I would call very medical images. In other words, silhouettes of doctors and nurses with masks and stethoscopes, et cetera. And the feeling was that we wanted to, because of COVID and the pandemic and really kind of the unsettling nature of what healthcare is today because of what's going on in healthcare, we wanted to instead go with a message. We wanted to go with a positive message to the healthcare workers and to patients that visit the Med Quarter. And so working with some of the other people on the commission, that's when we came up with the Choose Kindness. So Allie took that and from the multicolored interwoven ribbons came up with her own font, which is then the letters that she uses in the mural. Go ahead and show the north facing. So that's the west wall, obviously the message wall, and then it wraps to the north wall. And this is the wall facing A Avenue. The concern that has come up consistently is the overall condition of the building. And the trick here is that we as a commission cannot and will not fix people's buildings, tuck pointing and the like. So what we agreed to do is on the north face, this face here, take the primer or the canvas or the backdrop, if you will, that Allie would apply to the face of the building and take it all the way to the east corner so that the entire north wall is neutral. And then go back to the west facing wall. And then on this wall, we would take it essentially to that bank of windows at the south end and create a borderline, like a 6 or 8 inch black vertical so that there's an end point. Again, because we're just not comfortable setting a precedence of painting other people's buildings. I will sidebar this only because I know the intricacies of this. To be fair, it's easy to say that somebody should take better care of their building, and the owner, John Albert, would very much like to, but the dry cleaning business has taken an 85% hit revenue since COVID. People are not going to work. They're not wearing dress shirts. They're not having them cleaned and pressed. And to be blunt, John is suffering. And so we're trying to do something positive that, you know, just can't backfill for some of the realities that he's going through. I don't know if you read CBJ Daily, but there was an article that Varsity Cleaners in Iowa City is going out at the end of this month. And if you read that article, I think it's very indicative of what privately held dry cleaning companies are going through. Anyway, that's a complete sidebar. I'm just trying to get ahead of the whole, why doesn't this building look better? Also, the gravel and grass lot that you see is owned actually by St. Luke's. I've been in touch with their facilities group, and it is in their plan to pave this. So we'd have a little better looking lot. That this marries up to, if you will, or stands in front of. So that is in the plans on the St. Luke's side of things because they own the adjacent lot, but they have no, they're in support of this because Michelle Nierman, their CEO, is on my commission. They voted unanimously to support this, as I said yesterday, and along with the rest of the commission. That's what I wanted to share. We have budget for it. And like I said, since I could get on your agenda, I wanted to so that I can get this on Allie's to-do list for spring as soon as we have the weather to do it.
That Mucha mural in Nubo,
yeah,
or in Tech Village. It's really beautiful.
She did an amazing job.
Really well done. Yeah, I'm excited to have her involved again.
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
This is on the alley that's between First Avenue and A Avenue. Is that correct? Because that's the cleaners that I use. And it looks like it's there's that alley that comes, right here, the alley. That's an alley there.
This faces A Avenue, the four-lane avenue with a median.
Okay.
You're right. When you exit Citywide Cleaners, you exit into an alley.
Right.
This is a half block further north, their production facility on the other side of the alley.
Okay. But then you've got the St. Luke's or Unity Point building there. And is that parking?
Yes.
I can see. Okay.
To the west of the west facing wall is a parking lot owned by St. Luke's that they're saying that they intend to pave.
Okay. What about, could you even put it on the, if you're concerned about the condition of the building, what about the, whatever it's called on the screen right here, it says Cosmetic Solution Laser and Skincare Center. Could you put it on that wall?
Oh, no, you're referring to the A Avenue Medical Building, which is set back. Their west-facing wall, if you will, A, has windows, so it's kind of a ribbon construction where you have wall, window.
Okay.
And it's set back and facing this building that we're going to put it on.
Okay. Well, or what about I'm just throwing out ideas because it's a wonderful message and it's a great great show, but what about the building that's on 10th Street and First Avenue, that law building that's right there, something where it would even be more visible?
Frankly, I think this would have greater visibility than 10th Street South because of all the traffic that comes off of 7th Street exit, heads east on A Avenue to get to either St. Luke's, the St. Luke's Medical Building, or to 10th Street.
Okay.
So from a traffic standpoint, I think we're very high here. Your suggestion, though, is basically asking me start from square one, now go talk to Mark Chapokas and see if he'd be willing to put it there instead of here.
Right. Well, and the reason I question, because as I said, I do use Citywide Cleaners and I do their drive-through. So I kind of know the area, and I just wanted, because it's a lovely thing and I just really want it to be shown well.
We believe this is a good location.
How wide is the
questions?
Or the Q corridor, the Q.
The main corridor district itself is a 55 square block area from essentially 380 at St. Luke's all the way to like 9th Avenue past Mercy and then over to 6th Street. And then on the east side, we basically press up against Wellington.
Press up against what?
Wellington, the Wellington Heights district.
Okay. So it's not just a block long.
Oh, no. Downtown is 55 square blocks. We're 55 square blocks. Czech Village Nubai, I think, is about 25 square blocks. And actually, a little more because of the west side. But no, they're both large districts. And we're a SMID district. Our funding comes from the tax levy. And our entire purpose is district improvement. Mm-hmm. So we want to do artwork, we're doing infrastructure improvement. We've been doing the parkway improvements now for 5 years along 10th and 1st. Those are all things that we're doing to enhance the Med Corps.
Uh-huh. So some of these suggestions that Elizabeth has been making are possible.
Oh, they could be mural too, absolutely.
Yeah.
My whole thing to my commission, like I said, we've been looking at this for quite some time. I finally have all three elements. I have a location, I have a mural, and I have an artist.
Uh-huh.
Let's say four. I also have funding. So, yeah, I finally have everything put together to move forward. But I tell them we can't do number two until we do one.
Sure.
Yeah.
What were the issues with the first one where the landlord didn't go for it?
They were the building owner. The tenant really wanted it, but the landlord just would not sign off on a 10-year commitment because the contract says you can't paint over it next year. The whole thing has to have some longevity to justify the investment.
So he's keeping other options open.
Well, he doesn't have a mural, I can tell you that.
Okay. We just put up it's not a mural, but it's some banners or some vertical strips of
design. Healthcare Heroes.
No, this is in a little pocket park.
Okay, yeah.
On second.
The Pocket Plaza by UFG.
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful. I love those.
Two of the banners are actually down right now.
But that space will eventually turn into something else.
Yeah.
That was part of the anticipation was that this is just going to look good for a while.
Yeah.
And then it'll turn into another building.
Those are lovely. I like them.
Yeah.
So since this is private property and we're not funding it, really our role here as commissioners is really just to give input and, you know, recommendations back to Phil.
My commission liaison is Sandy Fowler. And when I told her what we were working on, she just said, run it by the VAC. And my understanding was that this process was kind of twofold awareness, which I think is important that you are aware of what we're doing, and also a feedback so that if there's something about it you think is just not proper or appropriate, I'm on a learning curve. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, so if we have, I heard someone say they liked it. I have, do we have others who want to weigh in?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It looks good.
I think the colors are great. The colors are, you don't see a lot of it, of those colors around. And I think it's just really pops, which I think, especially near a hospital, can brighten someone's day, which I think is really an important characteristic to put in there.
Yeah, the visual elements are exciting, lively. We just approved another, it wasn't a mural, it was a posting of a phrase, "You are beautiful," on the side of the Five Seasons.
Doubletree, yeah.
Yeah, on Doubletree. That's okay, but since we're doing murals, you know, we're talking about visual communication, and when you start throwing words in there, it sort of becomes a different thing, and it definitely directs how people look at it, obviously. I know words are very loaded with information. So I don't oppose this. I just want to be careful about not sort of having people think that we need words in there in order to make it work. Or in order to get it approved or whatever. This is not, I voted for the "You Are Beautiful" sign. And I would vote for this one. There's nothing, certainly nothing objectionable about it. Nothing terribly challenging about it. And of course, my own personal biases want to be challenged as much as it wants to be, you know, affirmed or somehow coaxed out of depression or something, reaffirmed. That's a good idea to do that sort of thing. But
David, would it help you if I pointed out the irony of choosing kindness when you're putting this message on a building that looks that bad? Does that help?
yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think we should let Phil know how we feel about this and let him get on with it. Are we let's just do show of hands. It in favor of saying proceed? We approve?
Not on screen. I take it for.
Yes. And anybody opposed?
Elizabeth. Demute.
Well, it's just because of location. I mean, what I'm saying is it's a gorgeous design. I would just like to see it in a different location. I don't feel that it's going to reach the masses.
I agree.
That's my objection. I have no objection, but also I realize Phil is just running it by us because they've already, so it's really kind of a moot point, if I understand that right.
Yeah, it really is a moot point that they get to go forward. But, you know, Elizabeth, your point is well taken. And since Phil said he's got, you know, sort of plans for a future, maybe it would be a great thing if we could work together, collaborate a little bit on finding some, you know, better prospects for future mural projects that we might be able to help identify some of those, because we're in the midst of that, you know, the long-term planning process. And I think, Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong, that we did ask the group to help us identify some properties, and maybe we could make, you know, MedQuarter one of those, you know, areas of special interest, or, you know, as a priority for this group, if that would be helpful.
I agree, and I agree with Elizabeth. To me, I think we're making an ugly building stand out more. That's so, I mean, I think a mural should, you know, beautify. And I look at that and go, dang, that's ugly. Sorry. That's just me.
Well, it does call attention to the building. I agree with that.
Maybe it makes a stronger statement that in the face of destruction and not so beautiful and not so wonderful, we choose kindness.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could interpret it that way. What I was going to say, though, is it calls attention to the fact that it's a painting on a building as compared with a building that's been transformed by a painting, which I would support that idea, but it would involve painting the whole building, or at least two sides of it anyway, so that the design would continue all the way to the edges and utilize the window features and work those into the design and so on, and then maybe create an optical illusion, or maybe a little trompe l'oeil or something to create a new structure, not just a new painting, but a new piece of architecture.
This is all really great. This is all really great feedback, though, for Phil for future projects. As I said, since he's planning to do more.
Well, I would like to throw that into the mix. This idea into the mix for the next mural project would be to think about transforming the whole building, or at least two sides, or all of one side, or something like that.
David, we really can't do something like that, though, and. As I just said previously, it's a moot point because Phil was just...
Well, not with this project.
He was just letting us know what they were going to do.
Yeah. No, for future project, you know, just add it to the criteria.
Okay.
Add it to the list of potential criteria. Of course, everything would change as you come up with a different building. You know, there's going to have different obstacles and different characteristics to deal with.
Kate, to your earlier comment, I too am on that public art master plan, and I very much hope that one of the things that comes out of that is for districts like the MedQuarter to learn where in my terminology, there's art drought. In other words, where we might have a good impact within the district. Then to my earlier point, I don't want to beat this to death, but then I got to find, you know, a building owner that wants to play. I do know for a fact that in both hospitals, I have campuses that want to play. They would like to bring artwork into their campuses. The trick I have, the tricky navigation there is I can't do anything for one hospital that I don't likewise do for the other hospital. So the thing I'm excited about this one is I'm on neutral territory. I need to get this program started, and I'm excited for this to be my good first step. I have written down everything you said because I, like I said, I'm on a learning curve and I want to absorb how your eyes see this. And I quite frankly, I wish I could fix this guy's building. I just can't. Tuck pointing is not an inexpensive thing, and this is a lot of cinder block. So we're going to do the best we can with what we have in this particular instance. And I do believe it will improve the building because it makes it a visual, something that gives visual feedback as opposed to something you wish you didn't see. And that's my opinion. I also would like to address the moot nature of this. I don't think this is a moot exercise, and I don't hope that I'm wasting your time because it's privately funded or private property. My intent here is that you know what the Med Corps is doing, that we want to be an active player in public murals, and that hope to see you again with another idea.
I think that's great.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. I think we all feel the same. If you recall, one of the real planks of the long-term planning was to encourage these active partnerships. And we see MedQuarter and NUBO and, you know, so many other groups who want to engage with us as those active partners. So we appreciate that you brought it here. I think based on our show of hands, we're a go, and we look forward to working with you on future projects where we can collaborate even more fully.
Yeah, I like this project quite a bit. It makes me think the DoubleTree with the You Are Beautiful. Like, objectively, that artwork isn't, I mean, it's gray, it's like pretty sans serif typeface, so it's not bright and beautiful, and the building's really quite nice. And then you have this, which is colorful and beautiful on a building that's maybe not beautiful. So there's actually this interesting concept that my brain is playing with. So I like it. I like taking
building. I have another point to make.
Like an honest
building. Another thing to maybe add to the list of possible concepts, overriding concepts. One would be, of course, a lot of architecture, at least some of the good stuff, plays with lighting, not just interior lighting, but exterior lighting. It takes into account how the light falls on the building that's going to be made. And, you know, when they do things like have various outcroppings of a building and so on, at certain times of the day, especially as sunny days, cast shadows will, the building will cast shadows on itself, basically changing the shape of the building from 1 hour to the next. Here we're talking about, you know, architecture starting from the ground up here, from the design up. But to think about, I have two ideas here. One would be if there was something about the paint that would change color depending on your point of view or depending on the angle of the light, or change color under different lighting conditions. That would be an interesting play.
Like iridescent paint.
Iridescent or something, or something that would, where the building would sort of transform depending on time of day, lighting situation, or point of view. I think that would be intriguing, where the building sort of becomes alive because it changes, you know, from one moment to the next. rather than just goes up as a big rectangle and sits there.
So in the interest of time, I think we should probably move on with the rest of our agenda because we still have quite a bit to do. And I know I appreciate the time you're investing in bringing this to us, Bill.
No, thank you for your time, and I appreciate your support, and I'll definitely invite you all to the unveiling.
Right.
Oh, perfect. Can't
that
wait.
Would be wonderful.
If you know it's going to be a few months, right?
We were hoping for next week. I think.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on to the budget for the ASJ mural. And I want to bring us back to where we were at the last meeting, which was, Betsy, you had a lot of thoughts about this. I think both you and Lynn had much to say about the budget initially, and we missed your voices in that conversation. And so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what you think that budget ought to be.
Okay. Where did we leave off on the budget?
Well, the current budget is $30,000. Am I correct, Stephanie?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and I thought we talked about increasing it, and where did we end up? Or we're still stalled at 30?
No, I think we were open to that. Everybody was open to increasing the budget. We just wanted to make sure that we could come up with a reasonable budget figure. And I think Lynn, was it you or Ann? Help me out here. I don't have my notes in front of me because I'm at my office, not at home. Who suggested that maybe 50 was a more reasonable amount of money to do a project of this size?
Right. Right. And I think, well, because also the cost of the scaffolding, the insurance that an artist has to get, there's just a lot of costs that the artist has to incur themselves. Mm-hmm. And I guess is Ann still on or not?
Yeah, Ann's still here.
Okay. And Lynn, and we were just feeling the size of it and everything that involves for the artist, a 50 would be good. 30 is kind of insulting, I find, for the size of it.
The other issue that we thought about with budget too was the fact that this is the advocates for social justice, and we wanted to make sure that this one got some, you know, real attention and was treated in the way we would treat a sort of premier
right
project, so that no one felt like they had, you know, been insulted or that it was too
right
cheap.
Any comments from Lynn or Ann, or are they both muted?
Ann's muted. John's muted.
I'm here. I have not participated in this conversation in the last couple of months, but it makes great sense to me that the budget is increased to cover the costs, particularly that you're talking about, Betsy.
Right.
You know, kind of the infrastructure of the project, if you will.
Well, because Ann, you've worked on some public yeah stuff, and you understand the cost that no one realizes that you incur.
Yep. Yep.
What about Lynn?
I don't know the number. I just felt that it was too low. And since we didn't get much, many good applicants, it felt like maybe we were being told indirectly by artists, I'm not doing it for that one. That's how I.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you look at some of these things, you go, well, why do I want to apply? I mean, I'm going to incur these costs. And also putting together a proposal and then it's not even accepted for, you know, peanuts, you know, it's just kind of like, but then I'm an advocate for artists and I just know that you don't sometimes realize the costs that are incurred.
I just felt if we upped the budget and put it out there, hopefully that we would get more artists, you know, and have a higher quality.
Oh, definitely.
I think we need to see what we get. You know, if we still don't get anything that's of much value, then I guess we have to reevaluate it then.
Okay, because I look at, okay, what we put in the DoubleTree, that was 100,000. Those yellow rods that are out in front of some government building, that was 90,000. And you look at the complexity of this, and this is so much more, I think, involved.
What are the parameters of the invitation to artists? What is the concept or the direction? I don't remember. I read it and I don't remember. Is there something in that that we ought to look at as well?
It's a great idea.
The call to artists?
Yeah, and I never took it down, so I can...
Yeah, it's on the website. I saw it today. I just don't remember exactly what it said. There it is.
Oops, sorry. I'm trying to move it so everyone can see it. And I'm making it worse, aren't I?
We just need to remove some of us.
It is a partnership with Advocates for Social Justice, and I believe the call says that they, you know, that they will help select the artist. And I wasn't sure if you guys normally do kind of a two-prong approach with the call for artists, like a call for qualifications as well, if you've ever done that, where you cast a bigger net and then you know, when the top candidates are selected, you know, have you ever paid them to submit for the top? I don't know if you've ever done an approach like that. The finalists are paid for their actual designs that are submitted before they're decided on.
I don't, I think we've talked about that. I don't think we actually did it.
Okay.
We did not.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is kind of nebulous, you know, maybe not to define the theme per se, but it suggests the mission and goals of ASJ. Maybe that needs to be at least elaborated a little bit so that there's something conceptually more to work with. Does that seem reasonable?
Can we go down to the next page where that's spelled out a little bit?
Yeah, this is... If you look at the
there we go.
This right here.
Yeah. But first, also just look at what the artist's responsibilities are. And for 30,000, no way.
Well, they have to clean the surface and then define it.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah.
Well, the people that are likely to bite on 30,000 are probably the ones with the least experience and most need of a resume item.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
So they'll you know, take the low bids just to beef up their repertoire and their resume. But I think most of us are saying that we'd like somebody who's sort of graduated from that particular level of artistic, that particular stage in their artistic journey, and have become more professional and better known and have better designs.
Okay. And Lynn,
keep in mind what our vision is.
Yeah, I think it's more about honoring the work that's involved, like Betsy has pointed out, in the responsibilities than it is long you've been working. You know, I just...
Oh, and Anne, if you look under content guidelines, number two addresses how it should connect.
Okay.
So does the Advocates for Social Justice have a website or anything that a person who doesn't know much about them could connect to say what are their...
I believe they do.
So maybe we could add a link to that.
Sure. That'd be a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Oh yeah, there's, okay.
Social, political environment. Oh yeah, I think that would be helpful. To,
Yeah, there's a Facebook page too. I mean, that's a really good idea.
Yep. So once you guys set the new parameters, I can update that call for artists and include this link.
Okay, so can we go back to the site prep conversation? Because I kind of remember, and help me out here if I'm misremembering, in some of the other projects, the city actually helped out with some of the site prep, like surface cleaning. I mean, that seems to me to be kind of over the top, that if the surface needs to be cleaned, I feel like the city ought to do that before the...
Okay, yeah, that needs to be looked into, because that's not artwork.
Yeah,
I don't think so either.
I agree, 100%. Yeah.
You know, the primer sealer, I think I get that, but not the cleaning.
No, I think they should do the cleaning and the primer sealer.
Yeah, I agree. It should be ready to hold the art. It shouldn't have to be something the artist has to do. I agree.
Wouldn't we need to consult with the artist as to what might be the most appropriate product to put on the wall?
It's already kind of addressed in the artist's responsibility, because you have to provide the city with a list of paint brands and colors. What else do you have to do? You have to, all paints should be artist grade, light fastness, recommended for exterior use, you know, a varnish. I mean, it's pretty well spelled out what you have to use.
Spelled out on here?
Yeah, under artist responsibilities.
Yeah, it's a couple more bullets down, David.
Okay.
Like three and the last one.
Okay, the artist provides the paints. But if we're going to suggest that the city do this before they even get here, they should communicate with the city as to what kind of material to use.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Then go to the last statement. The artist shall provide the city with a list of paint brands and colors.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for assisting in my reading comprehension.
Okay. Do we have any other questions? Because I have a person that's coming to do some work at 4:30. And I need to leave real shortly.
No, I just, like I said, I just want to know what we think is reasonable, and what do we want to go back to the city with so that we can get Stephanie to make that request. If we want to ask the city about site prep,
yes,
can that be done by the city, and then upping the
money
commission to 50,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Does that feel good to everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that since we're like recommending money, we probably need to vote on this, don't we, Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. So all in favor of asking the city to do the site preparation and sealer and increasing the budget for this project to $50,000 from $30,000. Hands raised. Aye.
Second.
Okay. So, yeah. And anybody opposed? No, we have no one opposed. So that's unanimous. Thank you all. This was really a productive conversation, and this is such a sensitive and important project. We want to make sure that we get it right.
Definitely.
Yep.
And it's really, quite visible as well. So
yes, it is. It's very important.
Okay, so onward to the draft work plan for 2022. And I think we went through most of this and made a few changes. Am I remembering this correctly, Stephanie?
Yes, yeah. The first page really, there's not much to talk about. It's pretty straightforward. The second page, and I emailed you guys yesterday, I did add a couple items in there. If I got anything wrong, please let me know. This is going to development committee next week.
I think we just attended to work plan strategy number one with the vote.
Okay.
We took. Okay. And I don't think we had any questions about any of this.
Okay.
So the red are the few changes that we made the last time. So the ongoing task piece, it looks like we didn't quite get that wordsmithed as completely as we wanted to under number one, goal three, number one, because that's not a complete sentence there.
Goal three, number one, is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
System provide interested in something.
Do we just strike the assist to interest in and skip down to the embrace and keep that as the statement?
I still think we need to keep the provide guidance part.
Okay.
But maybe we could just say embrace, support, and provide guidance.
There we go. Yeah, that'd be good.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Public art.
What'd you say, Len?
Embrace and support a broad realm. Embrace and support, assist and provide guidance to groups interested in a broad realm of public art. Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to say.
Okay. Embrace, support, and provide guidance to individuals and groups interested in
a broad realm of public art.
Okay.
Okay, do we want to go on?
I don't know. Anybody have any objections to it? Any more corrections, omissions? I'm fine. We still have a quorum?
To support them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do. Betsy's still here.
Yeah.
The person's coming in the door, so.
Okay. All right, let's vote.
Okay.
So I think we need someone to move that we adopt the draft master plan.
I'll move to adopt the master plan.
Anne, do you want a second?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? No one. Wonderful. So the plan is adopted formally.
Okay.
Betsy, thank you for staying to make that vote.
Okay, I gotta get the door. Thanks.
Oh, and I will say too here, Kate is going to present next week at the development committee meeting, which is at 3:30. I will send everyone an email tomorrow. You're all invited to join that. It'll be streamed on Facebook Live, or you could attend at City Hall if you're inclined. But it'll be a recap of last year's accomplishments, and it'll be this work plan draft that you just approved. And Kate, I will send you the slideshow so you know which slides you're presenting about, but it's basically gonna be kind of recapping these items right here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love saying what good work this group does.
Yeah. Tell us again when that is, please.
Sure, the development committee meeting is next Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday the 19th. January 19th at 3:30.
Thank you.
Where? Oh, there.
It's at City Hall.
City Hall. Upstairs.
Yeah, in council chambers.
Council chamber.
Which is third floor.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's our whole agenda. So do we have any member announcements or updates? Anybody got anything they want to share with the group?
I had one little thing. I'm not sure if I can share it, but I'll try. Let me see here. Oops. Why is this playing a song? Anyway, I'll just tell you about it then instead. There's a new mural up in the Cherry Building on the second floor. It used to be, it used to be in the WFLA building on First Avenue and 19th Street, which is now being torn down. It's a mural, it's a history, it's on canvas, and it's a history of Cedar Rapids made in 1959 by a guy named Edwin Brunn, by a painter. Anyway, it's got lots of little vignettes. It's a progressive thing with lots of important figures and a lot of Czech history. It was heavily Czech history thing. Anyways, they glued it to the walls on the second floor of the Cherry Building. And it's really, really pretty nice. It's got some missing pieces to it, which the Chathamas are going to hire painters, not house painters, artists, some of the artists in the building to fill in the gaps. So next time you're in the Cherry Building, check out the second floor. It's a nice, nice mural.
Good.
Well done.
That's all I got. This.
Oh, yes, she's on the second floor of the Cherry Building, too.
Well, yeah, and Kathy's show opens, I think, on Saturday or Sunday this weekend, and it's phenomenal. Oh, it really is very good.
Yeah. Yeah, at the museum. That's great.
He's a great portrait artist. It's, please go see.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. Anybody else? No.
Stephanie, do you have anything else for us?
I will say that David mentioned those the art at the Pocket Plaza by UFG on 2nd. Two of the banners have been damaged recently.
Oh.
One, the bottom pole, and I don't know what came first, kind of the chicken and the egg, if the pole came out of the wall and caused the pocket where the pole was holding the banner down to tear, or if the banner tore at the pocket and then the pole failed. I'm not sure which way it happened, but that one was blowing around, and we removed that because it had sustained too much damage. The pocket was completely ripped and it was ripping in more places. So that was removed about a month ago. Well, then December 15th, when we had that, that newest derecho, the winds were pretty heavy downtown on the 15th, and I went and took a look at it the next day. That one had also become in disrepair where the pole was on the ground and that pocket was undone. So we did have that one removed as well. So two of those are missing right now, and we are checking into, getting those reprinted. So that's kind of a work in progress right now, but just an update on that.
Can anything be done regarding the installation so that it doesn't happen again?
Yep. So that's what I'm talking with our facilities person about. I want to make sure that the integrity of the wall is still, amenable to holding these in. And I don't know if that was the issue. And I did talk to the vendor who printed the signs, and they've agreed to triple stitch those bottom pockets as an extra measure as well. So we kind of got two things that we can check into to hope this won't happen again.
Well, speaking of integrity, that wall didn't have a lot of integrity to begin with. It was crumbling like crazy. But
that's all I got.
I don't think that's
I will say the consultant, they're kind of finalizing the draft version of the master plan. So you guys should be getting a preview of that in the coming weeks.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned until February.
Okay. And that date will.
Oh, I just thought of one question. This is silly. I should have asked this before. Stephanie, on the, we had the money to up the ante on the Advocates for Social Justice mural. Does that?
Yeah, it's not going to wipe you out, but I will say one thing with, right now your budget is $60,000 a year. So that's, almost a year's budget. And some of the recommendations that are coming out of the new master plan was a different consultant working with the cultural consultant group assessed some of the sculptures around town. And there's two that they've identified as priority needing repair. And I think those totaled $33,000.
Okay.
So, that's also part of the VAC budget. So just kind of, yeah.
Okay. But do we need to get further approval on changing the budget for this, or is that fine with us? And then we just send the project on off to City Hall for final approval.
Yeah, my understanding is we can just issue the call for artists. But I'll check into those concerns you had about the site prep.
Okay, super.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Okay.
Did
anybody else have any last senior moment sort of items like I just did?
February 10th.
Okay, then I believe we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thanks, Take Kate. Care. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Yeah, it should be at the